cry. He just hit play on the music.
I'm Dan Clancy, and I'm the creative producer of Short and Sweet Gippsland.
Tell me about Short and Sweet.
Short and Sweet is the largest 10-minute play festival in the world, and it's had great success across Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Malaysia, New Zealand, etc., etc. And we're sort of bringing it to the regional areas of Victoria, and it's the first regional Victorian performance of Short and Sweet.
So what can people expect tonight?
People can expect to see an array of plays from comedy and drama. It's very snappy. It's, as people have sort of said, it's a bit like fast food. It's convenient, it happens very quickly, and you don't do it all the time.
Where does the material come from?
The material comes from, Short and Sweet's a writing competition, so the materials, are, people actually submit their plays for competition into Short and Sweet, and we were given the listing of all the plays and the ranking from all the judges, and we chose the plays out of the top 300 plays in Australia.
So this is quality stuff. This isn't someone who's been sitting in front of a typewriter for the last 5 years in Traralgon or something. This is quality gear. Not that there isn't quality from that environment as well, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, there it is quality, and some of the writers are from Melbourne, some are from Sydney. We've got one guy from Singapore, one of the players, and he's entered into Short and Sweet Australia, and his script has found its way to us, and we're performing it here in Gippsland.
I must now be honest and tell you I thought she was beautiful too. I never would have approached her in this way. She was so beautiful. Far too beautiful for a poor painter from Peru. But something built up in me, and I could not contain it. She was changing. She came to my class sad, forehead always bunched, still beautiful, but down.
What's the response of the, what we'll call the creative community to this?
It's been excellent. The creative community, certainly up in Latrobe Valley, have been very, very supportive of this. We've got people coming from Sale to rehearsals. We've got people coming from Warrigal for rehearsals and Trafalgar, but also from all, you know, Moe, Traralgon. And it's been good. The plays have rehearsed in isolation from each other. So they've been rehearsing in Morwell, Traralgon, Churchill, Moe, Warrigal and Sale. And they've all come together tonight for the first time to meet each other. And they, you know, bang, 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 and it's 10 plays on one night.
What's been the greatest challenge for you as the creative producer of this?
Not falling asleep while watching the rehearsals.
That's a big wrap for tonight's production, isn't it?
No, I don't know. The biggest challenge has been trying to get the mixture so that all the comedy wasn't in the first half of the show and then, you know, the sadder stuff in the later half of the show. So we're trying to get the mix. We're trying to get the mix of talent right as well and the mix of the plays working together. That's been the hardest thing. And also, we're dealing with 5 directors and 8 plays. So each director's got a different style and trying to pull it all together from a producer's point of view has been quite challenging, but it's worked.
We've spoken to you with Break a Leg Theatre before about your first time theatre production a few months ago now, and it seems like there's a few familiar faces from those productions who have come back here for tonight's production. Is that a surprise? Is that how you planned it?
It is how we planned it. First time theatre was a program for people to get on stage for the first time. Once they'd done that, they couldn't do it a second time, so we had to have something for them to do. If we were to pull in a play that Break a Leg Theatre would normally do with 3 people or 2 people, means that 18 people would miss out. So doing a production like Short and Sweet Gippsland means that we've got 20 people on stage, and of those 20, I think 16 are from the first time theatre program. So it's been quite successful, and it gives them a chance to actually get back on stage, practice what they've learnt, and move on from there into other companies, hopefully.
Well, break a leg.
Thanks.